You know, most of the time, or much of the time, you know, we spend behind our computers and researching and writing, but there's some real excitement and real opportunities, at least for me. I feel a little bit like a trial lawyer when I come in right after verdict. You know, there's lots of things happening, lots of opportunities, and frankly, not that many places to mess up, although it's certainly possible. It's fast-paced, it's intense, there's real opportunities to do good things. Really establish relationships where you're at in the case your role going forward and how you relate to all the various players involved. Now, the view that I'm going to take, which isn't the one you'll always be in, but I'm going to take the view of the lawyer who's called after a big verdict by the losing party. In dealing with this, to me, the humanity of it is really the art, if you will. There's definitely science, and I'll talk about that, but they're truly intertwined. The relationships with the people, the status that they're in, how they feel after a verdict comes in, again, talking from the losing side, how the judge looks at you, and I'm going to talk about this probably one of the first things, how you take care of yourself, because there's true pitfalls when you're the lawyer being called. The legal analysis, I say it's secondary, but I think it's really, obviously, it's very, very important, and it's your opportunity to provide a new look and a new approach. So how we're going to do this, I'm going to suggest an overall approach for whenever you get that call. Talk about what to do in the first hours, the first couple of days. Think about some things in developing a post-trial strategy. And then finally, some tips on the mechanics.